Now that we have reached the end of Information Desk, we can turn to some news items. What have we got coming up in the news slot? Whilst bus use increases, there are fears for the park and ride service. Then there is more transport news as implementation of more than 20 mile per hour roads is considered. And work is to start soon on more electric car charging points in our streets. But before the transport, let's celebrate the newly refurbished organ at the cathedral. Norwich Cathedral's newly rebuilt organ was blessed by the Bishop of Norwich at a special service to celebrate the conclusion of a once-in-a-lifetime project to preserve the historic instrument for future generations. The blessing took place from the organ loft at Evensong on Sunday, November the 26th, after organ experts Harrison and Harrison, who completed the £1.8 million project, symbolically gave the cathedral back the keys to the organ, which is one of the biggest of its kind in the country. Most of the organ's working pipes were returned to the cathedral in early 2023, before each and every one of the 5,767 pipes was voiced or tuned by Harrison and Harrison in situ between May and July this year. The vast number of pipes range in size from about the length of a pencil to an incredible 32 feet, almost 10 metres. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Dr. Andrew Braddock, said, "We have an instrument of national importance which will be at the heart of supporting and inspiring the many services and other events that draw thousands of people to the cathedral each year."
Back on the buses. Bus use in Norfolk is now almost back to the levels before the COVID pandemic. As passengers return to public transport, new figures have been revealed. And with the government providing millions of pounds in support to bus companies to cap fares at £2. The number of fare-paying passengers is now higher than it was in 2019. But older people have been more reluctant to return to the buses since the pandemic, with levels at 83% of what they were before COVID. The pandemic hit bus services hard, so getting more people on board was vital to ensure these important services remain viable and running for the future. 31 enhancements have been made to services, bringing more regular buses to 93 parishes with population of more than 306,000 people. There are now more evening services on key routes across 21 parishes, including to Dereham, Wotton, Thorpe St Andrew and Horsford.
The city's park and ride bus network could be significantly cut back when a new contract is awarded, worried opposition councillors have warned. They fear County Hall may be using a public survey about its future as a precursor to introduce the reductions, with opposition Labour leader Steve Morfu calling for passengers, promotion and positive leadership to save it. The deal with Connect Bus ends next year, but officials who have a £46.2 million budget hole insist the retendering is not a money-saving exercise. But the council has already put out a use it or lose it warning over the POSIX site.
Plans to lower the existing 30 mile an hour limit in and around POSIX are understood to be at the final stages of the legal process. This would see the new speed restrictions implemented across the village, including the main routes of Oaks Lane and Church Road. The news comes as councillors across the Norwich area call for speed limits to be slashed to 20 miles an hour. While some areas of the city are already capped at 20 miles an hour, Norwich City Council members have spoken of their desire to see the measure rolled out across much larger areas as part of an effort to improve safety for road users and pedestrians while also tackling air pollution.
Work to install electric vehicle chargers on 33 Norwich streets will start next month, but 13 more are still on hold. The hold-up was to address issues raised during public consultation, such as chargers taking up too much room on pavements, impeding people in wheelchairs and parents with buggies. The original contract was to install, supply and operate 46 new charge points on 40 streets across Norwich. But the review and redesigns will mean there will be more charge points, with 66 at 33 of the original locations. But an additional 13 locations are under review, with further design stage and feasibility work scheduled to make certain it is practical for them to be installed there.
Progress may have appeared slow from the outside, but a housing developer has confirmed that the first flats at the city's former Mercy nightclub will soon be on sale. Plans were approved in 2020 for the prominent Prince of Wales Road Club to be converted into 49 flats, a coffee shop and two new floors with penthouse apartments. Scaffolding has covered the historic building, which was a cinema between 1920s and the late 1990s, since work on the flats began in 2022. Now, the developer, Estate Education, have revealed the project is due to be completed by February 2025. Mercy Nightclub became one of the city's most popular late-night venues after it opened in 2003. But the building has remained empty since it closed down in March 2018 after the company behind it went into liquidation. The new housing project, which will be known as Regent's Place, will include the construction of fourth and fifth floor penthouses. The plans also include a gym, cinema room, pool table room, storage and parking for residents, along with a shared office space and a coffee shop on the ground floor. Now we have reached the time for our second feature for you, which is again read by regular feature reader Ian Robertson. Mike Hicks of Stalham Antique Gallery discusses the influence of famous designers of yesteryear and the famous names behind what he describes as timeless designs.